وطن خاطرها، وطن نظر و دعا، خاک دل دادگی و داغ دل بستگی و
یاد مردونگی هاش، همه لوتی گری هاش، خون دل ها خوردیم سر عاشق و
people don't even know how many Iranians there are in America, because we don't like to answer census bureaus. The estimate is 300,000 to 3 million. That's a wide range. Because I think probably in a lot of the Muslim communities, other communities as well, we feel that if a random person calls our house and starts asking questions, it's like the FBI or something, so we better not answer. So like when an Iranian family gets a call, you know, from the Census Bureau and they go, "Hello, sir, how many people live in your household?" We're like, zero. How old are you, sir? Zero. What's your income? Zero. Where are you from? Italy.
خب شب بخیر. صدای من نمیاد. صدای من میاد. خب خودم نمیشنم. اشکال نداره. شب شما خوش. شاید هست صدا باشید که امشب میخوایم راجع به چی صحبت کنیم. این چهارشنبه شبی که 7 اکتبر 2009 میخوایم راجع به سنسس 2010 آمریکا که میشه همون سرشماری سراسری سال 2010 در آمریکا صحبت کنیم. چرا مهمه؟ الان بهتون میگم چرا مهمه. یه مهمون عزیزی داریم، خانم مریم رابرتس، که به اصطلاح خیلی توی سنسس 2010 امسال اکتیو هستن و از ایرانیانی هستن که دارن کمک میکنن، مخصوصا برای اینکه اطلاع بدن و مطلع کنن تمام ایرانیان عزیزو که چرا مهمه که ما از این سرشماری با خبر باشیم و چرا مهمه که بدونیم باید چی کار بکنیم توی این سرشماری. من با یه سوال شروع میکنم و بعد بحث و پیگیری میکنیم. من میخوام بدونم، ما که برنامه ما اسمش ایرانی کنه، برنامه جوونتر هست، یه جوون 25-6 ساله که صبح تو ماشینش ساسی مانکن گوش میده، شبا میره کنسرت دیپ دیش تو سان فرانسیسکو، مثلا چرا باید اصلا اطلاعی راجع به سنسس داشته باشه؟ چی کار باید بکنه؟ چه سودی براش داره این سرشماری آمریکا؟
I'm going to speak in English. Iman and I have agreed I'm going to respond all in English.
کاملا اوکی.
The census is important for our community because this is the raw data that's collected every 10 years that counts all of us as a group. And according to 2000 census, there was only 338,000 recorded Iranian Americans living in the United States. Now, I know there are more. There's got to be more. Only in Definitely. Los Angeles alone, probably that's the number. But we would like to increase this number, get better representation, and with that comes growth of our community and opportunities that are possibly not available to us now.
تازه من می‌خواستم بگم احتمالاً توی سان فرانسیسکو بی ایریا به خودی خود احتمالاً نزدیک 300,000 تا ایرانی آدم میتونه.
There has to be. At least.
آره یک کنسرت گوگوش اینجا بود 20,000 نفر رفتن دیگه.
امکان نداره 10% یه پاپولیشن برای یه کنسرت شاب بکنن. That's not possible.
خیلی خوب. بسیار عالی. آقا میخوای اخبار بگی بعد چیز کنیم؟
Of course.
اخبار پس شما تیکر کنو و بعد برمید.
Alright guys, this is Zeman with the news and we have some awesome news coming up. The last time we were on the air 2 weeks ago, that very night, Ahmadinejad had Aghai Ahmadinejad. He had come to the Big Apple, but it was actually other people who were doing the biting of that Big Apple. It was the protesters. That was the biggest news. There were tens of thousands of protesters that congregated in the streets of Manhattan in solidarity against Mr. Ahmadinejad, only to be ignored for the most part by the mainstream media. Although I do have to say that CNN did a particularly fine job that had their reporters tweeting minute by minute about the protests. And also noteworthy was the appearance of Boom Jen's daily updates on YouTube. Boom Jen's co-founders, Mahir Tusi and Reza Aslan, I think they're doing a great job. Have you guys seen these daily updates they've been putting up?
I've
seen it. Of course, they're nothing like Iran can report, but
not at all.
Not even close.
But they're trying, and I really praise them for that. So I think it's good.
Reza Aslan, not Reza Aslan. You know, Iman, I just love to, you know, correct you. You know,
if you're an English, if you're an American, wouldn't you want to say it another way? Well, let's ask him that one when we talk to him. You guys, this just in. Ahmadinejad has Jewish ancestry. Did you know that?
Oh, yay.
This just in. That last piece of news was wrong. It's completely wrong. On this just in, no one cares. Either way, this is an amazing man who sees halos around everyone. And even when all those seats are empty.
There's an actual news that says that was not true.
Yeah, there's the day right after the Guardian. I think it was the Guardian, right? Or
Telegraph.
Independent? Or Telegraph? One of those
Telegraph UK. From UK, yeah. Something like that.
They put out this news that Ahmadinejad has Jewish ancestry to proven by his passport picture. And the next day...
No. Shenosname. Well, okay. Shenosname.
All right. So then... proven by his picture on there, and then from the Shenasome, they were thinking he has Jewish ancestry, but then the next day somebody said, no, his mother is a Sayyid, his father well known for being Muslim in his hometown, and so there's absolutely no way this could be true, and just because the name sounds Jewish doesn't mean it's true. So anyway, that was the very interesting.
But اسمش باز عوض کرده.
دیگه اسمش عوض شده کلا ولی نمیدونم
درسته اسمش رو عوض کرد
religion عوض بودنش. I don't think it's because of his religious change. Another piece of news, UC Berkeley professor Lotfi Zadeh has won the prestigious Benjamin Franklin Medal in Electrical Engineering. I've actually seen Professor Zadeh myself on the Berkeley campus. He's always like sporting some really cool looking hats, and he's always very good with the ladies. He's always like talking very suave with the ladies. So very his.
عوض تو جمع کن. یه روز دعوتش میکنیم. وقتی کلیپ تو رو میذاریم.
نه بابا.
جوابش رو دادی.
Nah, dude, his theory of fuzzy logic changed electronics forever and is used in everyday products that we all own. So we
Go
definitely
Bears.
Should commend him for that. Go Bears for sure. So we got one sports news. Iran's national men's volleyball team got the silver medal in the Asian Championships.
Wow.
I think it's great. This was, I think, this last week. Two nights ago. And it would. This is just after losing to Japan 1-3. So Japan got the gold. But they got a bronze the last time they've gotten up here in 2003. So this is definitely a step up. So, دمشون گرم.
دفعه دیگه ایشالا میه واسه طلا و بچند تیم ملی.
دیگه هرچی بالاتر بهتر.
خیلی خوب.
خب. So that's it. This is Iman with the news.
پس من قبل از که بریم بریک یه بار همه کوستا رو معرفی میکنم. بریک میگیریم برمیگردیم و بحث راجب سرشماری سال 2010 ادامه میدیم. من اینجا امشب محفش رو داریم. ایمان و مهمون عزیزمون خانم مریم رابرتس. خود منم ایمان هستم. میریم بریک میگیریم برمیگردیم و با شما هستیم. You're listening to Iranican Live on Radio Jaban.
خوش دل باشه خیام رده بایه
برنامه امشب، برنامه ایرانی کن لایو از رادیو جوان، و موضوع بحث امشب که هست سرشماری سال 2010 در آمریکا که اسم انگلیسی خارجیش میشه سنسس 2010 و صحبت این بود که حالا چه ربطی به ما داره، ما چرا باید اصلا راجع به این موضوع فکر کنیم، وقت گرانبها خودمون رو هدر بدیم که مثلا 5 دقیقه فرم سرشماری پر کنیم. و مهمون عزیزمون خانم مریم رابرتس توضیحاتی دادن و میخوایم حالا بیشتر بریم توی این موضوع اصلا کلن.
Let's look at the census itself. How about that? Like, we got this 10 question census this year, right, Mariam? And it's funny because, okay, so we got 10 questions.
Don't worry, the form will be longer than that.
Yeah, but it's going to be bigger than the thing I'm seeing right now, but it's like, the first thing it says is funny. It's like, count all people, including babies, who live and sleep here most of the time. So we got to make sure the babies are included.
Are babies people?
Babies are considered people. Of course.
Or maybe they can walk out, just, you know, from the house. By themselves.
Yeah, make sure they sleep there most of the time. Any babies who don't sleep there, you got to make sure you don't count those
they
people,
are not
babies.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then, okay, so we got question number eight. So it asks about your name and all these things about, do you own the house, you rent the house? And then it talks about, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? So it's interesting, the whole question just for dedicated to those with Hispanic origin. Like, Mariam, do you know why that is? Like, why is do they have that at all? Like, is this, like, a little bit, like, exclusive to them? Why don't we have, like, are you Persian?
These questions are decided by a group. It's called the REACT group. It's an advisory council to Congress and the president. And it stands for Race Ethnicity Advisory Council, okay? Mm-hmm. Only the greatest number of our ethnic groups are on this advisory. My hope is that we eventually become one of these
also.
Oh,
so we're currently not on it.
We do not have
Iranian
it because
Americans.
We don't have even close to a million. Once you surpass a million... Anyway, the reason why that is the way it is, asked the way it is, first of all, I mean, Hispanic Americans, there's almost 50 million of them. I mean, you know, that's like a sixth
of
our population.
Fastest growing population
in the
U.S.
The fastest growing
population
in the United States. And, you know, they have determined that the way to ask this question, non-Hispanic white, is scientifically most suitable to getting the data we need. I mean, the whole form is designed based on statistics and data collection and how we get the most accurate information of what the makeup of the country is. The next question after that is more specific in terms of delving into your ethnicity and really specifying. And what Iranian Americans are doing this census is basically checking the other and writing in Iranian American, which is a little different from how they were guided last census 2000.
Now, اینجوری ما مهم میشیم وقت سوال خودمونه داریم.
مثلا یه سوال هست.
That's a long time coming. Okay, first let's get a million.
We're going to have a lot of babies every generation.
Well, the babies are counted, Iman, you asked, but you would be shocked at how many people take that form and literally don't count the babies in their house.
That's so mean.
It is very mean, especially since the data lasts for 10 years and that baby's going to be 10 years old.
Exactly.
By the time the next census comes.
I feel sad for those
babies. This question is about Iranian. If you are, you know, Persian / Iranian / Iranian American / Persian American.
And maybe that's why we've been left off this form. We can't agree.
خب شما گفتین دفعه قبل به ایرانی هم که گفتن که یه جور دیگه باید بنویسن. این دفعه میگین که بزنن other و بعد بنویسن Iranian American.
اولا هیچکی نمیگه به هم مردم، مربوطه به ایرانیای خود it's kind of dependent on the community themselves. No one from the census, no one from the government is going to tell anyone how to fill out the form. But there was a misconception last time. I think the outreach and motivation campaigns were not as strong, and therefore people were literally just going and picking non-Hispanic white and checking it off. This mm-hmm. time around, the U.S. Census is putting a lot of resources into outreach into this particular community. I mean, they've hired me. They have one in Los Angeles. We specifically work on this kind of outreach and motivation campaign to try to unify the community. We have now formed a complete count committee for Iranian Americans made up of the leaders of the Northern California groups. Mm-hmm. People like Niloufar Nouri from Bay Voter is on it. The Parsa Foundation is on it. We have the Bay Area Iranian American Democrats on it. We have
Iranican on it.
Well, you are on it, actually. Of course, you are.
We have to have the meeting first.
We're going to have a meeting, but this is important. And, you know, I'm sure President Ahmadinejad would be unhappy, but we are actually working with all of our different religious groups, including Jewish Iranians, including Baha'i Iranians, including Zoroastrian Iranians, including Islamic Iranians. We all are coming together on this. Because
even gay Iranians probably, which
well,
don't exist.
If they exist, yeah.
Yeah.
حالا من یه سوال داشتم. آیا این فقط مختص کالیفرنیاست؟ یعنی این گروه هایی که با هم دیگه این میگن برنامه‌ای که گذاشته شده که مثلا شما هستین و سنسس شما رو هایر کردن جوری که خودتون گفتین، آیا این مثلا توی مثلا ایالت مثلا جورجیا هست، توی ویرجینیا هست، یا فقط چون کالیفرنیا تعداد ایرانی‌ها خیلی زیاده به نسبت بقیه استیت ها رو اون فوکس شده؟
Yeah, I mean, basically California holds the largest amount of Iranian Americans, and yes, for Northern and Southern California specifically, we have been hired to outreach to the Farsi-speaking community, including the Afghanis too. And so, you know, I have actually dealt with the Chicago regional office, and they do not have specific programs based on ethnicity. They have it based on geography mostly.
Well, if you guys have questions about the census and you like to speak to us or have a question or a comment, please call us 1-888-RD-JAVON, number 4, 1-888-735-2826. Or you can chat with us online on Gmail chat, AOL, all these where Iranican live. And actually, Arash just chatted with us, 24-year-old from Los Angeles. ایشون میگن ها تو فارسی نوشتن. اگر از 1,000,000 بگذاریم، چه امکاناتی در اختیارمون قرار میگیره؟ So, what happens after
this? ویزا میدن به همه ایرانیان. پسر عمه من میتونه بیاد.
Party time. Free food, free hamburgers for everyone. Seriously speaking, once you start reaching the 1,000,000 figure, you're taken a lot more seriously. Of course, not to say that we're not taken seriously, but you reach a whole nother level of representation. You do.
Yes.
And, you know, other things flow afterwards. We can start exploring issues of having us, you know, with our college applications, for example, being a category unto themselves. Other groups have this. My goal is to have a representation on that Race and Ethnicity Advisory Council, because that council, you know, there's not even someone representing Arab Americans, and there are over 1.6 million Arab Americans in the United States. So to have someone on that advisory council basically decides on every federal level, including education, healthcare, all dimensions of our federal programs emanate from that. And to have someone, and for example, you know, there is a representative from Pacific Islander Native Hawaiians. They have really come far in the last 10 years. They are on this form as specific category, okay? They have a member on that REAC, the REAC, and they are really starting to collectively gain a lot of political power because of it. And this comes with being counted. And this data, this raw data, the interpretation of this data will last 10 years. So you can't go back.
Wow.
And every single foundation, educational institution, relies on this data for funding. So even as something as marginal, it's not marginal in our regard, but, you know, fortification research project for the Paris Police that's happening in Stanford right now, that depends on federal funding. When you can actually designate a certain high concentration of people in a certain category, you are obligated by law to have language appropriate staff. You are obligated to fund them with cultural sensitivity in mind. It's a whole nother level
and heard
of
like
representation.
Hospitals
require
have
staff with Farsi speakers. But that data can only come. City planning is determined this way in terms of if there's a high concentration of Iranian American citizens, senior citizens in a certain area, you know, having shopping centers nearby. How important is it? Should we have Farsi in, you know, certain newsletters? Every single form of it. And this data, because it lasts for 10 years, cannot be retaken. This is actually the largest peacetime mobilization by the U.S. government, the census is. That's how important it is.
خیلی خوبه. خب حالا باید یه بریک دیگه بگیریم. فقط بگم که آرش که داشت با ما چت میگه گفتی اگه داوطلب میخواین من هستم. خودشو داوطلب کرده که کمک کنه هر جور میخواین. حالا اطلاعاتشو میگیریم.
اطلاعاتش چی هست جاستی؟ کدوم وبسایت باید بریم؟
بذار بعد از بریک اینو بگیم. بریم بریک میگیریم برمیگردیم. شما شنونده ایران کن لایو هستید از رادیو جوان. سنسوس 2010 همون سرشماری که در آمریکا اتفاق خواهد افتاد سال آینده. عرض کنم که شماره تلفن ما اگه سوالی دارید هست 888-735-2826 آپشن 4 رو بزنید و با ما صحبت کنید یا که روی چت میتونین با اسکرین نیم ایرانیکن لایو با ما چت کنید. و صحبت از این بود که ایرانی ها باید چی کار کنن و جالبه که خب آمار سال 2000 رو ما راجع به صحبت کردیم که 338266 تا حتی 266 هم 267 هم نه فقط 338266 تا ایرانی در آمریکا بوده و میخوام بگم بقیه این ایرانی ها که در حقیقت این تو نیستن چیزه مثلا اینایی که 338000 خورده ای زدن ایرانیان درسته نوشتن ایرانیان
ایرانیان اور ایدر ایرانیان اور ایرانیان امریکن
اور ایرانیان امریکن اوکی okay. بقیه مثلا چی زدن مثلا اون طرف که سیتیزن آمریکاست مثلا چی میزنه فکر کرده مثلا باید بهتره که بزنه آمریکاییه مثلا میزنه
I think American. Most of them probably checked Caucasian non-Hispanic and left it at that
Caucasian non-Hispanic okay.
But wouldn't they be right though because I mean we are because this question is asking about what is your race right and then well we are Aryan race or let's say not all Iranians but
Ooh.
No I mean we are all Caucasians we all come from the Caucasus mountains
yes.
and we're actually as Iranians
Especially
closer
me.
To the Oh yeah, and you're
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
I'm really Caucasian.
Yeah, so wouldn't it make sense to say you're from the Caucasus Mountains? You're Caucasians. Actually, more accurate than Americans saying they're Caucasian because we're closer to those mountains than they are. No?
Well, I think you need to play the game the way it's played. And if you look at the category of the Asians and how they've divided themselves up, and if you truly want to just stick with the historical perspective, yes, technically you can check a Caucasian. But in this situation, it would behoove our community to gather proper, accurate information to help not just us and our seniors and children, but the future. Because, technically, you are checking, you are being accurate. Your first question, you are saying you are white, non-Hispanic. It's the second question it's asking about specific ethnic origin, country of origin. That's, really getting specific about where you come from, where your ancestors come from, where your lineage is.
Yeah, so that's what we were discussing this in our meeting when we were coming up with the show topic. And for me, it was I was really unhappy about the fact that the question asked, what is your race? What is person one's race? Okay, if you're a race, it denotes to me is your genetic hierarchy, like where your genes are from.
Yeah.
And then ethnicity is about like what traditions you're growing up with, what cultures you're growing up with. So like if you can imagine, there's a difference between that, right?
ببین این داده‌ای که الان از این آماری که گرفته میشه بعداً برای خیلی مسائل استفاده میشه. ببین مثلا همین سنسسی که با توجه به منطقه گرفته میشه. حالا من اینو یه مقدار سرچ کردم متوجه شدم که مثلا اگه تو بخوای بری یه ریسرچی انجام بدی در مورد یک بک‌گراند، مثلا حالا بگم در مورد ایران، در مورد هیسپانیک، مثلا اگه بخوای بری ببینی ریس هیسپانیک چه چیزهایی آیا توشون مثلا برست کانسر هست، چقدر هست، چطوری، تو میری این داده رو نگاه میکنی، میری میبینی کدوم منطقه تعداد هیسپانیک ها زیاده، تعداد خانم های هیسپانیک رو میری چک میکنی میبینی اون آیا
This is assuming that race is a factor in these diseases.
It is just like sickle cell anemia is for African Americans. Well, that's to be debated. There's
some people who say it's not about the race, it's just about your genetical upbringing. Maybe happens to be that a certain race has more propensity to a certain disease, but
نمیدونم احساس میکنم از این لحاظ ریسیستی به این قضیه نگاه میکنی. اگر اون قضیه ریسیسم یا نژاد پرستانه رو بذاری کنار، فکر نمیکنم اصلا چیز مهمی باشه.
کاملا opposite actually. خیلی هم چیز خوبیه. I'm thinking this question itself, it tends to be racist. Like, it feels like a racist question because, like, let's say somebody who is of African descent grows up their whole life. There's actually this YouTube video is going around about this African boy who grew up in an Iranian family. Boy Sobat Mkoni, completely Iranian. Like, he has African genetics, but he's completely Iranian. But then what would he put as this? What is his race? Now, legally or technically, his race is black, but... He's Iranian all the way in terms of culture and tradition and ethnicity.
ببین اون کالچر رو شاید گرفته باشه، ولی ریس رو که نگرفته. هر چیزی که اتفاقی که داره توی بدنش میفته، هر جینی که داره برمیگرده به اون بلک بودنش، درسته؟ دیگه اون جین ایرانی که
بهش مثلا درسته.
What you're saying, there is a subjective component to this and many groups are grappling with this. There are groups of people from the Fiji Islands, for example, whose origin 5 generations back came from India. When you ask them, what are you going to check off? They're not going to say Indian. They're going to say Pacific Islander. So this is not the debate just in our community. This is a debate that's taking place in academics, on radio programs like this. But it basically comes down to the subjective view of what your ethnicity is. Race aside, whether you're white or black or what it is, the second part of that question is very important.
And I definitely agree that it is to our benefit to say here that as to write down Iranian American, I feel. So I totally understand that part of it for statistics purposes. But I just do feel like we're kind of not answering the question maybe directly. We're kind of just answering what we wanted to answer. But in any case, I think we should definitely do it.
حالا شما لطف کن بزن ایرانیان یا بزن ایرانیان امریکن فقط برای که این دفعه مود شمارشمون درست بشه. ولی میخوام بگم که داستان پرژین چیه؟ آیا درسته که کسی بنویسه پرژین یا نباید بنویسن پرژین؟
They're going to consider both of them Iranian. I mean, if you put Persian, they know that this community is divided and how they identify with how they portray themselves. They know that Persian means Iranian.
That's good to know.
بخواهی که من دو تا خبر راجع به این شنیدم. یکی که گفتن گفت به من شنیده بودن که پرشین هم اوکیه. یکی گفت بعضیا گفته بودن که نه پرشین نزنید. حتما کلمه ایرانیان باید اون تو باشه.
Yeah, it's okay, but it still fragments you on an aggregate data scientific level. Okay? So that will be pulled out, but for immediate, you know, how you pull up that data, what input you get into, what you want to get out of it, it fragments it. You should put Iranian American, Iranian, but you can put Persian and it will get trickled down, but it is not exactly the most collective, strongest voice. It's still, there's a component of unclear.
Okay, uncertainty.
It's not as clear as if you put one. I mean, you know, this is going to dilute your stats and your results.
پس دوستان عزیز فرقی نداره که اگه از فارس هستین یا کردین یا ترکین یا از هر جای ایران که هستین بزنید ایرانی یا ایرانی آمریکایی و بذار برسیم الان این قبل
از one quick question, what do Afghans put?
They're putting Afghan American.
Afghan American, okay, just wondering.
خیلی خوب حالا کلمه هفته رو بگیم و بعدش هم یه بریک کوتاه دیگه میگیریم برمیگردیم دوباره به بحث. کلمه انگلیسی چیه؟
خودت بگو من اصلا نمیتونم.
میذاری محوش. من کلمه انگلیسی میگم بذار محوش توضیحش بده. من توضیح فارسیش رو میدم. خوبه. کلمه انگلیسی از کاکاسیا یا کاکاس.
اوکی، وی تاکینگ اباوت دات. اوکی.
چون برای بدونیم این چیه.
کاکاسیا که همون حالا من حرف بگم کلمه فارسی هم دارم میگم که میشه همون
هر دوش با هم. کلمه فارسیش هم هست قفقاز.
قفقاز که کوههای برای کسایی که نمیدونن اوریجینال کاکاسیان از همون کوههای قفقاز میاد که در منطقه شمال غربی اگر به نقشه ایران نگاه بکنید توی قسمت آذربایجان کشورهای غرب دریای خزر این کوههای قفقاز مستقر شدن و چون اون منطقه خیلی از لحاظ نژادی انگار خیلی دایورس هستش اگه بخوایم اونجوری قرارش بدیم
between the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea
به یه جورایی انگار مرز طبیعی اروپا و آسیا حساب میشه
پس و علتی که نژاد ما اینه که مثل که باور بر اینه که اون قوم آریایی از اون کوههای قفقاز یواش یواش مایگریت کردن اومدن به طرف ایران و جالب این که اسم قفقاز رو من نگاه میکردم نوشته بودن که اعتقاد بعضی ها هست که همون کوه قاف هست که توی شاهنامه هم اسمش اومده
تو بایبل هم فکر کنم اسمش اومده
تو بایبل من بایبل مطالعه نداشتم ولی شما که داشتی حتما درست میگی خب بریم یه بریک کوتاه دوباره بگیریم و برگردیم شنونده برنامه ایران کن لایف هستید از رادیو جوان
We are back. You're listening to Iranikin Live on Radio Javan. Call us 1-888-RDJAVON, extension 4, 888-735-2826, or Iranican Live on all the online messaging services. This is Clip of the Week. We're going to let you hear this Clip of the Week. Parental discretion's advised. This is from The Daily Show, Wednesday, September 28th. Now, to set this up, I'm going to have to say that this has to do with the way we say some words in English. In Farsi, we say the city Qom. But in English, they can't say it, so they say Qom. So just so you know what's going on, let's roll it.
The Islamic Republic of Iran has been building a covert uranium enrichment facility near Qom for several years.
Did you hear that? There's a city in Iran called Qom. I can't even believe it. And they're building a nuclear plant, I'm assuming buried under mounds of cum. I hope there's not an accident. Otherwise, there'd be an explosion of hot cum. People in the nearby village of Jalalabad could be sprayed with pieces of cum. What? Radioactive cum.
Oh, my God. All right, well, yeah, so we apologize.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, we should.
خیلی خوب. عرض کنم که بهروز از فایتویل، آرکانزاس، یه سوال خیلی خوب داره. و سوالش این هست که آیا دانشجوهایی که با ویزای دانشجویی توی آمریکا هستن میتونن توی این سنسس اصطلاح فرم سنسس رو پر کنن یا نه؟
Everyone gets counted. If you have visitors from Germany in transit at your house on April 1st when you get the form, they're counted.
Oh,
all undocumented workers here are, every single person is counted. This has been the law since 1790.
So wow. illegal immigrants
don't
have to be worried.
Immigrants.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Baba.
Undocumented.
Baba, yes.
She's must.
What's with you? First the Aryans, now this. Yeah, I know you're spicing things up. But yes, he's going to be counted.
فرقی نمیکنه چه سیتیزن باشین چه نباشین، چه ویزا داشته باشین چه نداشته باشین، لیگل باشین نباشین،
همه که اون روز مثل it's like a snapshot. But it's not a moving picture. That day whoever is here is counted.
پس هر کی البته آره روی فرم اصلا نیست که شما چه جور وضعیت چی میگم ویزاتون چه جور
There's no need to worry. They're not. Nothing's gonna happen.
The people know more about you on your Blockbuster application than they do on this 10 questions.
Okay. Remind me to cancel my Blockbuster application.
Okay.
Well, Bedros also asked, "How can I attend the census?" But I think really,
it will attend you.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe can you describe for us how this is gonna happen?
Yeah, there's a timeline. Basically, in mid-March, everyone will get an advance letter in the United States. This letter will be in English. Some people will get it in Spanish. These are the only two languages it's going to be printed in. Advance letter will say within 1 week you're going to get a form from the U.S. Census. You are required by law to fill it out and turn it in, mail it back.
Okay.
Around April 1st is Census Day. Most people start getting their sending it back.
Mail. How do we? If you can't read the English, how does somebody?
There is a number on the back. This is actually now printed in 59 languages,
including Farsi,
including Farsi.
Nice.
In addition to this, they have a massive media campaign, so you will be seeing a lot of advertising geared to this community.
Okay. بس هیچ بهونه‌ای ندارین. لطفاً این فرم رو بگیرید، پر کنین. اگه انگلیسی هم بلد نیستید، پشت شماره رو به فارسی نوشته قشنگ روی تلفن میتونین شماره رو بگیرین و بگین فرم فارسی براتون بفرستن.
پس دانشجویان عزیز ایرانی، ایرانیایی که با ویزا هستید، با هر چی هستید اینجا، حتما این فرم رو پر کنین.
حتما. بی ویزا.
ولی
ویزا از زیر زمین اومدین، سبز شدین، فرقی نداره.
فرقی نداره. فقط اونا سمیتریا نمی‌کنن.
چقدر بد.
Have to be alive or a baby. Or babies are alive.
Well, the town of Colma is in trouble, yeah.
Well, اگه یکی دو تا زن داره باید چیکار کنه؟ چی بنویسه؟
باید بنویسه دو تا هاوسهولد. خب دو تا زن در هاوسهولد، دو تایشون باید کانت بشن.
Wow, what kind of households have you seen?
This is not shared by in the Justice Department.
Okay.
Safe, easy and important.
Oh god. Well, I mean, okay, there are going to be people who still have questions about the privacy issues. I mean, you know, first of all, at number 4 in the census it asks what's your telephone number? Now, is this something they have to put down, and
that's
why do you put it down?
That's for clarification if there's a question, and also to check the authenticity if there's a question. But unlikely someone's going to call. But the reason why the phone number is there is so that people can follow up if there's a question, if they can't read your handwriting. Mm-hmm.
And no one's allowed to have this number and use it for other purposes?
No,
other
this is a huge, it's Title 13 of U.S. Code. There is a $250,000 fine, a 5-year federal prison term for any census worker that turns individual data into over to anyone. It's taken extremely seriously.
Well, I mean, I'm sure these things happen because of prior things that happened in the census, like abuses of the census. I mean, there was in the 1940s, if you remember, the Japanese were put into internment camps, and it was really the Census Bureau that helped a lot with making sure they knew where the Japanese were. And so, you know, should we still fear this kind of thing in the census? And why not? Like, what has changed since
No,
then?
That was a one time in history during World War II where actually the code was changed by Congress. The president actually went to Congress, had them change the law for a temporary time period, and no individual was identified. They asked the census where concentrations of Japanese Americans were. Since then, believe me, the U.S. code is even firmer and stronger in this. It is taken so seriously. Even in my office alone, I see that Title 13 flaunted, and they very doubtful that this would happen. But in that time period, the president, and according to his national security, had wanted the number of Japanese American in the vicinity of 1 mile of the White House. And that's what it was clarified. The second part of what you said about the Californian Japanese Americans, that was never something that was turned over by the U.S. Census to any security agency or military agency of the U.S.
Okay. Well, I think the census or anybody would know exactly where Iranians are concentrated at. It's either
I think
Angeles
that's already been established
San
with
Jose.
Our stores and our music and our kebabies.
Yeah, I don't think you need to worry. چلک ابو بوبکن میدونی که کجا هستیم ما.
پس اگه کسی این اطلاعات بخواد استفاده ببره 5 سال پریزن داره و 250,000 دلار فاین. Speaking of prisons, I saw one of those questions here.
Why are you pointing at me when you say speaking of prisons?
Does person one sometimes live or stay somewhere else? And one of the options is jail or prison. Does person one sometimes live in jail or prison? That's a funny one.
Well, it is funny, but the reason is because, jails are counted. People, enumerators, actually go into jails, prisons, hospitals, dormitories, and they cannot be overcounted because an overcount is also a big problem. And, for example, in the last census, the only community that had an overcount was Chinatown in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And you don't want that. So that form, although it is funny, I think it's hysterical the way they've said that. It is true because if you have your spouse who is in jail, you cannot put him on this, and then because he's also going to be counted in jail.
Okay, got it. خیلی خوب. پس یه بریک دیگه میگیریم و برمیگردیم با top 5 things that will not happen even if Iranians have full participation. شما شنونده برنامه ایران کن لایف هستید از رادیو جوان. میدونم با وفایی الهی زنده باشی، میدونم با وفایی الهی زنده باشی، بیا دردت بجونم، بیا ای مهربونم، چقدر تو میدونم، خدا نکنه خدا نکنه یه روز از من جدا باشی، خدا نکنه خدا نکنه که با من بی وفا باشی، خدا نکنه خدا نکنه یه روز از من جدا باشی، خدا نکنه خدا نکنه که با من
هم خنده هامی، هم غم گریه هامی، هم نفس ترانه اوج خوش صدامی، دوری مثل یه رویا، نزدیکتر از پوست تن، تنها رفیق رامی که هر نفس با مامی، افسوس که بی مرامی همونی که من میخوامی من از چشات میخونم که آخرش با همی افسوس که بی مرامی همونی که من میخوامی من از چشات میخونم که آخرش با همی تو نگاهت تموم رنج و غم ها بد میکنی تا قدره خوبیاتو بدونم شکایتی ندارم درد و بلات بجونم افسوس که بی مرامی همونی که من میخوامی من از چشات میخونم که آخرش با همی افسوس که بی مرامی همونی که من میخوامی من از چشات میخونم که آخرش با همی
Okay, we are back. You're listening to Ironikin Live on Radio Javon. Top five things that will not happen even if there's full participation of Iranian Americans in the census. Number one, Cold Stone will still not carry Akbar Mashti ice cream. So don't bet on it.
قرمه سبزی تاپینگ توی دومینو نمیشه.
دومینوز پیتزا؟
بله شرمنده.
Come on.
خلا پیتزا قرمه سبزی رو شرمنده هستیم.
جایزه برده که تو بابا. من فکر کنم واقعا یه روزی ما پیتزا به قرمه سبزی می‌خوریم.
ما هم همین امید بودیم. ما اصلا کلا به این امید اینستانس رو قرار پر کنم حالا شاید اتفاقی بیفته.
خیلی خب شماره سوم اینه که Subway will not replace the bread choice of Italian herbs and cheese with Iranian barberry با کنجد. Barberry کنجد هم متأسفانه نمیاد تو Subway.
But there'll still be $5 sandwiches which is good. That's us Iranians will love. No, never mind. Never mind. Number 4 is I'm not going to go there. Not gonna go
we
there.
Have some records. I should mention some of our records, by the way. Just finish this off.
What? Your neighbor will still think you're Arab, so that's not going to change probably anytime soon. But
just go ahead and read the last one yourself.
All right, number 5. Iranian guys will still identify themselves as Italian just to get women. Let's listen to Maz Jobrani about what he says about this.
Friend of mine, I would show up at the cafe, and his name was Shahrukh, and he changed it to Tony. And I said, "How'd you go from Shahrukh to Tony? I mean, okay, Shahrukh to Shamu, Shahrukh to Sean, Shahrukh to Shane, that's fine, but Shahrukh to Tony?" And it was interesting because it would just depend on if there were women involved. If he was trying to meet women, he'd be Italian, and if it was just the guys hanging out, he'd be Iranian. And I showed up one time, and I at the cafe. I go, "Hey, Shahrukh, Chetori, how you doing?" He's like, "Shh, Tony. There are girls, Tony." And what's funny is he didn't speak any Italian, but what he would do is he would speak Farsi with an Italian accent. I say over there, "Khafesho, hi chinago." "Khafesho, kharegov, hi chinago." And the girls were like, "Wow, there's khaz in Italian. I didn't know that."
All right, you guys, please don't put Italian in the census as your other. Please, we are Iranian American. Please, I beg you. Even though you want to be with the ladies and do the whole Italian thing, go for it. But please, we're Iranian American.
و حتی اون از اینایی که پاسپورت آمریکایی دارن یا مثلا ممکنه تازه سیتیزن شدن خیلی اکسایدن جو گرفتتشون و اینا بعد مثلا اونجا میزنن خب ما آمریکایی شدیم و هرچی آمریکایی میزنن ما هم میزنیم. لطفا این کار نکنین بگین ایرانیان یا ایرانیان امریکن. حتی امکان کلمه پرشین هم نگین ولی اگه بگین بازم غلط نیست ولی ایرانیان امریکن از همه بهتره. اینجا من یه توضیح کوتاهی بدم برای اون دوستان عزیزی که دارن برنامه ما رو میشنون شاید هیچ وقت نشنیدن یا ندونن که اصلا ایرانیکن چی هست، معنیش چیه. ایرانیکن در حقیقت از ترکیب دو کلمه ایرانیان و امریکن ساختیم ما و زدیم سر هم شده ایرانیکن. بخاطر اینکه بخوایم برنامه رو به گوش بر بچهای عزیز جوان ایرانیکن که توی حالا یا آمریکا یا کانادا یا هر جای دیگه دارن صدای ما رو میشنن بزرگ میشن برسونیم.
ولی این رو ایرانیکن رو به عنوان آدر نزنن.
Yeah, don't tell you don't write Iranican.
ننویسید ایرانی کن لطفا. اینم اشتباه میشه.
Although that would be awesome if they did, but I doubt.
شاید 10 سال بعد مثلا ما روش کار میکنیم این نژاد جدید خودمون میسازیم ان شاء الله. حتما. خب پس اینم از این دیگه. سوالای دیگه اینه که بالاخره تابلوهای تو خیابون اینا فارسی میشه یا نمیشه؟
تابلوها نه yet.
تکس هنوز
باید
بدیم.
Maybe the road signs.
تکس هنوز باید بدیم.
We still have to pay tax.
کمتر
میکنم. یا کمتر میکنم. خب خوبه بالاخره.
گل دادینا.
اونم خودش یه اینسنتیویه که به صلاح به این همه شرکت کنید. و
What about an idea like when you're a Persian restaurant, give them free dulk if they fill out the census? Is that, are we allowed to do that?
Yeah, well, is that sponsored legal? By U.S. Census. Can you imagine me filling out that form? Sponsorship of dulk giveaway as
motivation.
That's where you should put the money. Your money.
حالا اگه یو اس سنسس نخواد این کار کنه، یکی از این ارگانیزیشن‌های ایرانی که خوب پول داره مثلا بیاد بگه آقا ما به همه رستوران‌ها مثلا پول میدیم که دوغ مجانی اون روز به مردم بده. میشه؟
نه نمیدونم، ولی I do know there's a lot of different organizations that are putting on great events for this. There's, you know, there's events. Bay Voter is putting on a giant celebration event coming up, I think, in December.
Celebrating.
It's not celebrating. They're having an event, a kickoff, and they're going to have speakers from Census.com. They're making T-shirts and mugs. They're going to have a great event. The Islamic Cultural Center of Northern California in Oakland is having a giant Census outreach education program also in December. You know, Parsa Foundation is having like a video conference in January with people calling in from all over the country with census experts. And, you know, there's a lot of activity. So, yes, there may be dulk indirectly at these events. So I would definitely encourage everyone to attend.
خیلی خوب. پس ما دو کار میکنیم اینجا. یکی این که اولا ایرانیکن به عنوان یک ارگانیزیشن به اصطلاح غیر انتفاعی یا نانپروفیت قول میده که هر رستورانی که دوغ مجانی به مردم اون روز بده ما مجانی براشون تبلیغ کنیم تو رادیومون. این یکی. دوما این که
روز مارکت. Let's go ask.
روز مارکت میریم سراغ
وان کباب، وان دوغ، وان سنسس،
وان سنسس.
آره ولی فرماشونو باید بیارن که نشون بدن ها. بعد هر کی فرمشو میاره یه دوغ مجانی میگیره که اون خیلی خوبه خودش. و بعدش منم خودم شخصا سعی میکنم که با شهردار لس آنجلس صحبت کنم که خیابونای وست وود و سایناشو فارسی بزنن.
اینجا خیلی چایناتاون داره دیگه. آره اوکلند چایناتاون.
ما میریم با شهردار الی صحبت میکنیم. اینم بالاخره مهم میشیم. خب بریم یه بریک دیگه بگیریم بعد برگردیم بحث تام.
اوه
بریک نداریم. بریکمون تموم شد. برو بریم.
بریم کجا بریم؟
یعنی ادامه بده حرفتو.
اوکی بریک کن نداریم بابا. کام اون 3 دقیقه دیگه مونده. ولی wait, what if we get our American friends to, you know, there are so many white people, just get them to write Iranian American. Is that allowed?
Don't say that on the radio.
It'll take away from them and add to us if they want to, but it is
I mean, they inaccurate. They love Gorma Sabzi, though. I mean, they really should be
Iranian.
Right.
I love Gorma Sabzi. They're ethnically Iranian, you know. So maybe.
So
can.
we're not promoting that. We're just saying if people who want to write Iranian American, they feel that they are, they should write it, right?
خب من بذار الان ساعت 7:58 دقیقه است تا وقتمون تموم نشده یه ذره خیلی کم راجع به سرشماری ایران صحبت کنم. شاید بعضی دوست داشته باشن بدونن که ایران چه خبره، چه اتفاقاتی میفته. و جالبه که ایران هم همینطوری که اینجا هر 10 سال هست، در ایران هم هر 10 سال سرشماری انجام میشه و آخریش در آبان ماه سال 1385 بود، یعنی 3 سال پیش دقیقا. 3 سال پیش این کار کردن و اولین سنسسی که در ایران اتفاق افتاده سال 35 بوده، 1335. بنابراین توی آبان 6th بود که اتفاق افتاد. ولی خب خیلی جالبه نوشته، من اینو یه مقاله آقای مصطفی زاده در عرض کنم که روزنامه اعتماد ملی نوشته بود، خیلی جالب بود و تاریخ کلن تاریخچه آمار ایران و سرشماری ایران داده بود و میگفت خیلی مشکلات داشتن مخصوصا توی دو تا سرشماری اول، یعنی سال 1335 و 1345. متأسفانه آماری که گرفتن اصلا نمیتونستن هیچ اعتمادی بهش کنن، بخاطر که مردم اصلا همکاری نمی کردن. مثلا می گفت خیلی هایی که از طبقه های بالاتر بودن نوکر و کلفتشون رو می فرستادن و می گفتن مثلا یارو یه جوری دست به سرش کن بره، جواب درست حسابی نمی دادن. یا خیلی ها می گفت انقدر مذهبی بودن که اصلا می گفتن به شما چه ربطی داره، مثلا من اسم زنم رو به نامحرم که نمی گم، یا اینکه من به تو چه که من چند تا دختر و پسر تو خونه دارم، می دونی؟ واقعا اینجوری بوده و خیلی لازم بوده که مردم مطلع بشن و یاد بگیرن. و به هر حال و هنوزم این مشکلات هستا، یعنی نه که الانم نیست، الانم مخصوصا توی جاهای به اصطلاح حالا تو شهر تهران شاید نه انقدر، ولی توی جاهای دیگه دور افتاده تر این مشکلات هست. بنابراین خوبه که تو ایرانم مردم بدونن که این آمار برای کمک به خودشونه.
من دقیقا موقعش یادم هست، من سرشماری هم سال 1365 یادم هست، هم سال 1375 یادم هست که برخلاف اینجا خونه به خونه میرفتن، یعنی کسایی واقعا داوطلب میشدن روی موتور یادم میرفتن این طرف اون طرف که و یادم هست قشنگ مثلا آقای ما توی خونه که بپرسن مثلا چند نفر دارن زندگی میکنن توی خونه، که البته میتونم این قضیه رو درک بکنم که مردم مثلا با اون ایده که وجود داره اونجا نسبت به این قضیه آنکامفورتبل باشن.
They do that still in Alaska by the way.
Oh, they do.
Door to door.
Oh, wow.
By plane.
Oh.
Wow. آره خلاصه. و مالیات هم یکی دیگه از اون چیزا بود، مردم خیلی فکر میکنن که مثلا حالا هر اگه درست هر چیزا رو بدن آمارشون رو بدن بگن چقدر مثلا حقوق میگیرن و چند تا بچه دارن این حرفا، اون وقت تو مالیات برای مالیات مرش مشکل ایجاد میشه یا باید مالیات بیشتر بده. خلاصه اینم بوده. و یه چیز جالب تر این که توی سرشماری سال 1345 تقریبا از بعد از اون نقشه ایران خیلی تغییر کرد، بخاطر که توی سال 1345 مامورا تونستن کلی در و دهات ایران رو کشف کنن که تا اون موقع هیچ کس نمیدونسته کجاست، و یعنی خود فقط محلی های اونجا میدونستن و کسایی که اطرافش بودن، و اینا رو تو نقشه ایران اضافه کرد. وقتمون تمومه و برویم.
One thing, I want to, two things before we go. First thing is, if you are in the Bay Area, there's a really good event that Mayim John alluded to, the Persepolis Fortification Project. It's sponsored by PARSA, IABA.
PAAIA.
Yeah, the
PAYA? Public Affairs PAYA? Alliance of Iranian Americans.
Oh, actually, I think PARSA is the, or PAYA is the
PAYA
one.
PAYA is the main sponsor.
PAYA is the main sponsor. My apologies. PAYA is sponsoring that main event, and it's basically about the all the issues happening around the University of Chicago, I think it is.
Preservation of artifacts.
Preservation
our
of
artifacts,
artifacts,
yeah.
Making sure that people can't sue them away from us. So please, if you can go to that, get more information on our website, iranican.com. It's this Sunday. And just so you guys know, for the first time, we've had DJ tonight, DJ Ali Reza. We want to thank him a lot for being here and putting our music on. We had a little bit of fun, you know, Persian damboli music. We got feedback saying that people like more of the Iranian. Very dige. If you know, that's the feedback we received. Very, let us know what you think. If you like it, you hate it, let us know. iranicanlive@radiojavan.com. If any feedback you have, and I guess we're gonna end with the most damboli song. گل پری جون. بح بح بح.
شنگ خوش. موفق باشید. حتما توی سرشماری شرکت کنید.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm honored.
خواهش می‌کنم. خیلی ممنون که اومدین. دعوت ما رو قبول کردید. خدا
نگهدار. آی دختره.
بله.
آی دختره.
بله.
آی دختره.
بله.
شوهر داری؟
نخیر.
میای بری؟
نمیای.
چرا نمیای؟
نمیخوام.
زنم میشی؟ چرا نمیشی؟
نمیگم.
وای 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 آخه دوستت دارم من، میخوام بوست کنم من، بیا بشین کنارم، میخوام بوست کنم من، خوشگل منی تو ناز کن من، عزیز دلمی شکر من، خوشگل منی تو ناز کن من، عزیز دلمی شکر من. ایوا
اسمت چیه؟
گلپری.
گلپری
جون.
بله.
گلپری.
پری جون
بله
گل پری جون
بله
اینجا ای جون
بله
بیا بریم
نمیام
خسته میشی
نمیام
بیا بریم
نمیام
خسته میشی
نمیام
وای 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 چقدر اطفال میریزی
آره.
چه پر روپ با چه ریزی
آره.
چقدر اطفال میریزی
آره.
چه پر روپ با چه ریزی خوشگل منی تو ناز کن من عزیز دلم شکر من خوشگل منی تو ناز کن من عزیز دلم شکر من دلم شد چشمه چشمه دلم شد چشمه چشمه وای 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 ناز بنو چه گل من دختر قنچه گل من کوچه به کوچه گل من نازی و نازی ناز گل من نازنین دلبر خوشگل من وقا به پا کن از این ناز و کرشمه دلم شد چشمه چشمه دلم شد چشمه چشمه وای 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 آها که کشتم دیگه حالی به آدم حالی به آدم میمونه نه بالا نه بالا